Judges chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said to him, "What is this thing you have done to us in not calling us, because you went to fight against Midian?" And they argued with him vehemently. And he said to them, "What have I done now compared to you? Are not the gleanings of Ephraim better than the whole wine crop of Abiezer? God delivered Midian's commanders into your hands, Oreb and Zeeb. And what was I able to do compared to you?" Then their temper against him subsided when he said these words. Then Gideon came to the Jordan. He and the 300 men who were with him crossed over, weary but pursuing. And he said to the men of Succoth, "Please give loaves of bread to the people who are following in my footsteps, for they are weary, and I am pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian." But the commanders of Succoth said, "Are the palms of the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hands, so that we should give your army bread?" Then Gideon said, "That presumption is why, when the Lord delivers Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will thrash your flesh with the desert thorn bushes and with the briars." Then he went up from there to Penuel and spoke similarly to them. And the men of Penuel answered him in the same way as the men of Succoth answered. And he also spoke to the men of Penuel and said, "When I return in peace, I will demolish this tower." Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their camps were with them, about 15,000 men, all those who remained from the whole camp of the Easterners. And those who fell were 120,000 men who drew the sword. And Gideon went up the road to the tent dwellers to the east of Norba and Jogbeha. And he attacked the camp, although the camp was secure. And Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued them, and he captured the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and he routed the whole camp. Then Gideon the son of Joash returned from the battle before sunrise. And he took a boy servant of the men of Succoth, and he questioned him, and the boy described the chief men of Succoth to him, and its elders, 77 men. Then Gideon went to the men of Succoth, and he said, "Here are Zeba and Zalmunna, about whom you reproached me and said, 'Are the palms of the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in your hands, so that we should give your weary men bread?'" And he took the elders of the city, and the desert thorn bushes and the briars, with which he gave the men of Succoth a lesson. And he demolished the tower of Penuel, and he killed the men of the city. And he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, "What kind of men were they that you killed at Tabor?" And they answered, "As you are, so were they. Each one had the appearance of the king's sons." Then he said, "They were my brothers, my mother's sons. As the Lord lives, if you had let them live, I would not kill you." And he said to Jether his firstborn, "Arise and kill them." But the lad did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, for he was still only a lad. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, "You arise and fall on us, for as a man is, so is his valour." Then Gideon arose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna. And he took the crescent ornaments which were on the camels' necks. And the men of Israel said to Gideon, "You rule over us. In turn you and your son and your grandson, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian." But Gideon said to them, "I shall not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord will rule over you." And Gideon said to them, "Let me ask you a request. Give me every man's earring which he has as his spoil." For they had golden earrings, for the Midianites were Ishmaelites. And they said, "We will certainly give them." And they spread out a garment, and each man cast there his earring which he had as his spoil. And the weight of the golden earrings which he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, apart from the crescent ornaments and the pendants and the purple clothes which were on the kings of Midian, and apart from the necklaces which were on the camels' necks. And Gideon made these things into an ephod, and he put it in his city in Ophrah, and the whole of Israel went whoring after it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and his household. So Midian was subdued before the sons of Israel, and they did not assert themselves any more. And the land was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon. Then Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, departed, and he dwelt in his house. And Gideon had 70 sons, those who came from his thighs, for he had many wives. And his concubine who was in Shechem also bore him a son, and he gave him the name Abimelech. And Gideon the son of Joash died at a good old age, and he was buried in the grave of Joash his father, the Abi Ezrite in Ophrah. And it came to pass, when Gideon died, that the sons of Israel went whoring after the Baalim again, and they made Baal-berith their god. And the sons of Israel did not remember the Lord their God, who saved them from the hand of all their enemies round about. Nor did they deal kindly with the house of Jerubbaal, Gideon, for all the good which he did with Israel.